This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Former President Donald Trump's criminal trial enters its second week on Monday. Much of this week featured the testimony from tabloid publisher David Pecker.
He described himself as a longtime friend to Trump, but he offered some pretty damaging testimony. He said he knew about or took part in payoffs to people who had stories to sell about Trump's personal behavior. Before the 2016 election, David Pecker said Trump was not worried about his family finding out, but he was worried about his political standing if stories about his alleged womanizing got published. Trump's lawyers tried to suggest Pecker was acting to benefit his own company, not Trump.
That's NPR's Kerry Johnson. The Supreme Court also heard arguments this past week about whether Trump is entitled to immunity from criminal prosecution for actions taken while he was president. A ruling on that is expected sometime this summer. The Education Department's top student loan official is stepping down in June, as NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports. This comes during a difficult admissions cycle for prospective college students.
Richard Cordray will no longer be in charge of the federal student loan program come June. The Education Department announced his departure on Friday, as many students around the country are still waiting for their student loan packages, months behind schedule. Cordray oversaw the bumpy rollout of a revamped federal student aid form this year. Delays and processing errors have been ever present, forcing colleges to move back their acceptance deadlines. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
As aid groups brace for an Israeli ground offensive in southern Gaza, Egypt is scrambling to try to broker a new ceasefire deal. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the renewed diplomacy.
Egypt sent a delegation to Israel Friday to press Israel not to enter Rafah in southern Gaza and instead focus on the ceasefire deal that would see the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Now, a top Hamas official says the group is studying the latest proposal from Israel and will soon respond. The official did not provide details of what's being negotiated. Up to now, talks have centered on a six-week truce with the release of about 40 of the 133 hostages and the release of hundreds of Palestinians from Israeli jails. The U.S. has accused Hamas of holding up the deal. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
For the fourth time in several weeks, Russian missiles hit power facilities in central and western Ukraine on Saturday. The attacks are increasing pressure on the country's ailing energy system. The targets included gas transit facilities that control natural gas supplies intended for European Union countries. The gas comes from Russia and moves through Ukraine. Parts of the Midwest remain under weather alerts tonight as major storms continue their move across that region. In Oklahoma, local media reports say as many as 40,000 homes lost power there after several tornadoes touched down. There are also reports of property damage and flooding across several Oklahoma counties. You're listening to NPR News. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has announced that Pope Francis will join a meeting of the Group of Seven leaders in June to discuss the challenges that artificial intelligence, also known as AI, may pose to mankind. Villa Marx has more.
Pope Francis is warning about what he called AI's, quote, perverse dangers and its, quote, cognitive pollution, as he demanded global rules that could harness the technology for positive purposes. His attendance at the G7 meeting would mark the first time a leader of the Catholic Church has joined the gathering. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said she was convinced Francis could help create a, quote, ethical and cultural regulatory framework for AI. Italy now holds the rotating chair of the G7. Meloni called AI among the, quote, greatest anthropological challenges of our time, and her government just this week approved legislation that would criminalise certain AI-related activities, promote investment, and more aggressively regulate its use. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx.
Journalists in Mexico are protesting across that country this weekend following the killing of one of their colleagues late Friday night. Roberto Figueroa covered local politics. He was the first journalist killed in the country this year. Mexico is considered to be the most dangerous country in the Western Hemisphere for journalists to do their work. It's also the country with the highest number of missing journalists in the world. The NFL draft has a new attendance record. 775,000 fans descended on downtown Detroit for the three-day event that ended on Saturday. The previous record was set in 2019 in Nashville when 600,000 people turned up for the annual events. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.